Getting a live Christmas tree is a pain. Too bad you can't get them on Amazon. Wait, what? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. Time is pretty much up for you to do your last-minute Christmas shopping if you're buying through Amazon. You could still go to a store, I guess, but who does that anymore? It is not a stretch to say that Amazon is trying to take over all things holiday. It tends to offer something new this time of year. In 2018, it's fresh Christmas trees, live ones, delivered to your doorstep. How does that even work? I mean, specialized growers have controlled the secrets of the Christmas tree industry for generations. How did Amazon hope to compete? And why? Joshua McNichols is a reporter at public radio station KUOW in Seattle and co-host of the podcast Primed, What Happens When Amazon Comes to Your Town. He explains how Christmas trees fit into Amazon's big picture strategy.
Amazon's always looking for ways to bring more customers to its site because it's basically trying to accelerate. And for Amazon, that means constantly adding new reasons for people to visit their site. That attracts more third-party sellers, which in turn brings more people to the site. So adding Christmas trees is a way to like keep Amazon's momentum moving forward.
How did these growers feel about Amazon horning in on their turf?
Well, I think in the long run, you know, they are the controllers of the situation. They've got the thing that everybody wants. There's not nearly enough Christmas trees to supply demand. Drought has cut back the supply. It's even hard to get seedlings of the really drought-tolerant trees. So they're in control of the situation, and they don't see Amazon as this huge threat. In fact, they see it as a possible ally to help them with this long-term threat that they're facing, which is a lot of people are switching to plastic Christmas trees. And if Amazon can help customers, you know, when somebody goes to Amazon and types in Christmas tree, they would love it if Amazon gives them a fresh Christmas tree at the top of the list. And, you know, if they can facilitate a customer making a choosing to buy a real tree instead of an artificial tree, then they're happy to have Amazon helping them out.
We're a few days away from Christmas. How did it all work out for Amazon?
Well, they ran out of trees. So it didn't work out that well. And then there's this problem of price, too, right? Because it costs a lot to ship a tree. They were charging for these 7-foot fresh Christmas trees over $100. In the Pacific Northwest, where I live, you know, around Seattle, that's a lot of money for a Christmas tree. Like, we're accustomed to paying much less for probably a much nicer looking tree. But in states like California and Texas, which are big Christmas tree markets, there's a lot of people there. Amazon's prices over $100 for a tree are a lot more competitive down there. So in the long run, this could work out for them. Plus, there are a lot of people who don't necessarily want that traditional experience of going out to a tree lot. Finding one on your apartment doorstep after you get home from work might be what a lot of people want.
Joshua McNichols is a reporter at KUOW in Seattle and co-host of a podcast about Amazon called Primed. That's Primed with a D, by the way. I did not order my Christmas tree online this year. I instead made the effort to go to a lot and pick one out, tie it on top of the car. That lot was at Whole Foods, which my boss reminded me is now owned by Jeff Bezos and company. So technically, yeah, I guess I've got an Amazon tree. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Numbers alone don't tell the whole story. That's why Marketplace tells the stories behind the numbers, stories of real people, of business, both big and small, and the impact the economy has on each of us. Donate today at Marketplace.org to keep public service journalism going strong. And right now, your gift will go twice as far, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from our friends at Candida. Thanks for your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.